Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. Where we are going to pray together. Let me make sure that I'm turned on Facebook. You guys can do me a huge favor, like and share the broadcast so we can get as many people in this prayer meeting as possible. We have one agenda tonight, and that is to pray. Lord, make us a people that pray. Lord, make us a people that seek you. So it's going to be an amazing night. For some reason, our Facebook is not working. Let's try one more time. All right. Is Facebook going to let me go live here? Okay, I see we're live on one of my pages. Let me check my personal page. Oh, I know why. Okay. Oops. Now my Facebook's freezing. All right, while my Facebook unfreezes, let me know where you guys are watching from, where you guys are praying from. I hope you have your friends and family with you. I want to all pray together. One of the reasons why we're doing these streams is to be able to teach you guys how to pray. To pray together, to teach you how to pray, and to see breakthrough. And I'm going to show you that in scripture, that there is breakthrough when we pray together. There's revival that happens when we pray together. So we need to be a people that pray. I would rather have 100 people in here tonight, which there's already more, of course, but I'd rather have 100 people in here praying than a couple thousand just watching a podcast or listening to an interview. Prayer is the most important thing that we can do as a channel. So we want to be people that pray. We want to be people that worship. We want to be a people of prayer. If there's anything I want to be known for is, hey, that guy prays. I don't know about this. I don't know about that, but I know he prays. So we need to be known for a people that pray. Jesus wants us to pray. Jesus longs to have relationship and communication with us. So prayer is a divine privilege. If you're watching with your friends and family, you say, I don't know how to pray. Just join along with us. We have a divine privilege to enter into the presence of God, to enter into the place of prayer, to worship the Lord tonight, to glorify Jesus. That's what this is about. This is about bringing glory and honor to Jesus. So Father, tonight we worship you, Lord. God, we honor you tonight, God, in our living rooms, in our cars, at work, at school, wherever you're praying from. I just want you to lift up his name. Just begin to worship. And Father, we worship you, Lord. Jesus, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did on the cross. God, we thank you for the work you did on the cross. Jesus, we thank you for your blood. Lord, you are worthy of our praise. Lord, you are worthy of our worship. God, we honor you. We exalt you. We lift you up. We give ourselves to you, Lord. Jesus, we glorify you tonight. God, you get all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. There is breakthrough happening as we worship, as we praise. Tonight, we're going to be led by the Spirit. I don't have script down. I don't have notes down. We are being led by the Holy Spirit in our prayers. If I'm praying something and the Holy Spirit gives you something else in your living room, in your house, wherever you're praying, you can feel free to pray a different direction. Pray with your family. Pray with your kids. You can leave this on in the background. I'm going to lead you in prayer, but I want you to know that I want to be Spirit-led. I want to be Spirit-led. We worship and we pray in spirit. We're praying in spirit tonight. We're engaging in the spiritual realm. The Bible says God is spirit, and those that worship him need to worship in spirit and in truth. So we are actually going into the spirit tonight. We are praying in the spirit tonight. So I will be praying in tongues. I will be praying literally in spirit as well. I want to welcome you and invite you to pray in tongues, to worship in tongues tonight. That's totally fine. Some of you are like, well, you need an interpreter. I don't need an interpreter because this is not a sermon. We're not at a church service. We're in a prayer meeting. So we are praying. So I will be praying in tongues. I will be praying in English. I will be praying for the chat. We have a lot of stuff that we're going to pray about, but we want to make sure that we're in spirit. We're led by the Holy Spirit. And I already feel his presence right now. I'm telling you guys, when we just begin to pray and worship, I begin to feel his spirit and he's moving right now. And one of the powers of tonight is the agreement that we're coming together. Matthew 18:19 says, again, if two or three agree on something, anything they ask, it'll be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or more are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. There's 1,000 of us on here agreeing right now in prayer for what we're praying. There is power in agreement. So if I'm praying for something, you can just pray, yes, amen. You can type amen in the chat. Yes, Lord. Yes, I agree. When somebody's praying for something, we're going to come in agreement with that prayer. If I'm praying for the chat, we're going to come in agreement with that prayer. There's power when we pray. And some of you are new. I saw in the chat earlier, you said, I've never prayed. That's fine. That's why we're here. The first thing I told God at the altar was, I don't know how to pray. That's why the disciples said, teach us to pray. Jesus, teach us to pray. So tonight we're asking, God, teach us to pray so that whatever we ask in your name, we can see it come to pass. There is power in answered prayer.
John 16:24 says, "Until now you've asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so your joy may be made full." So there's a special type of joy that comes when we see our prayers answered. But in order to see our prayers answered, we have to ask God. Lord, we're asking you tonight to save our family. God, we're asking you tonight to restore our marriage. God, we're asking you tonight to reignite the fire that burned out in our hearts. God, we're asking you tonight to break the pride in our heart. God, we're asking you tonight to make a way where there is no way. God, we're asking you. We're asking the Lord, and this is called petitioning prayer. Tonight, we are asking God. We're worshiping, we're glorifying him, we're also asking. And is it wrong to ask? No. Jesus said, "Until now, you've asked for nothing in my name." So in Jesus' name, we're asking for the Lord to move in our heart. And then he says, "Ask and you will receive." So Jesus is telling the disciples, petition me. Ask me for things. Don't feel bad about asking God for things. Have you asked for something in his name? Tonight we come in his name. And we're not babbling. Matthew 6:7 says, "When you pray, don't babble on like the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered because they repeat the same words again and again and again. Don't be like them." This is what Jesus says. "Your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him." So what is the point? It's relational. This is not transactional. It's relational. God says, just because I know something doesn't mean I'll answer or act on something. I want you to ask. I want there to be communication. That's what this is. We're not babbling on the same thing over and over. We're talking to God like we talk to a friend. So if you're new to prayer, we're just talking to God tonight. We're just asking the Lord for things tonight. We're just petitioning him tonight. And God's going to have his way. So agree in prayer, Matthew 18:19. Ask in his name, John 16:24. Don't babble, Matthew 6:7. We're getting this divine privilege. We're going before God. Tonight we are talking to God. Jesus, we glorify you. We worship you. God, in every house all around the world watching this, every living room, every house, every car, we just invite your Holy Spirit. Just right now, invite the Holy Spirit to move into your living room, to move into your house. Is the Holy Spirit everywhere? Yes. But he's not manifesting his presence everywhere. There's a difference in the Bible of the Holy Spirit being everywhere, all places at all time, and the manifest presence of God showing up. We're praying tonight for the manifest presence of God to come right now. Just ask his presence to come. Jesus, we're asking your presence. Holy Spirit, move right now, God. We're asking your presence to come, Lord. We're asking you, God, to fill our house. God, fill this house right now. We just invite you, Holy Spirit. Father, we're asking you right now to invade our living rooms. Invade my studio office here, God. Invade my house, Lord. We invite your Holy Spirit. Jesus, we invite you. Just like he was invited to the wedding banquet, invite him right now. Jesus, we invite you to move into our lives. We invite you to move into our home. We invite you to move into our house, God. Move, Lord, by your Spirit. God, we want you. I'm so desperate. And this is what I feel the Holy Spirit saying. Again, we're being led by the Spirit here. He's looking for people tonight that are desperate. Blessed are the beggars in spirit, the poor in spirit. That literally doesn't just mean you're poor, you have no money. It means beggars. A beggar relies on somebody else to give them a handout for them to survive. And God says, I want you to be like that beggar. I want you to rely on me. God says, I want you to rely on me to give you what you're asking for. Lord, I'm desperate for you, God. I'm a beggar, Lord. I need your presence in my life. God, I can't be a good husband. I can't be a good father. Come on, wherever you're at, pray that. I can't be a good wife. I can't be a good boss. I can't be a good preacher without you. Lord, I'm desperately in need of you. God, fill me tonight with your Holy Spirit. Lord, fill us, God, with your Holy Spirit and your power. God, fill us right now. Lord, we're empty vessels. Empty me out, God. I don't want to have any Isaiah in me. I want to be dead. God, empty me out so that you can fill me tonight with your Holy Spirit. Baptize us, God. We ask for your sweet presence to come, Lord. Have your way in our hearts, God. Have your way in our marriages, Lord. We surrender to you. I want you to surrender right now. Wave the white flag. God, I surrender to you tonight. God, I'm sorry for fighting against you all the time and saying no to you all the time. God is saying, stop telling him no. God, we're sorry for saying no to you and denying you. God, we're asking you right now just to fill us. We surrender ourselves to you. We lay ourselves down to you right now, God. We give you everything. We're yours, God. We honor you. We surrender to you. Thank you, Jesus, for entering into our lives, God. Thank you for what you've done. Just thank him right now. Thank you, God, for what you've done in my life, Lord. I'm so grateful for how you've given me a family, how you've blessed me, Lord, how you've used me in this generation. God, I continue to surrender to you. God, I say yes to you again. God, I just say yes to you again. Come on, some of you right now, just say yes to God. Sign up again. Maybe you've strayed. Maybe you've walked away. Maybe you've lost the fire. Maybe your fire is about to go out. But God says, sign up again. Say yes to me again. Yes, I'll follow you. Isaiah chapter 6, he says, whom shall I send to go on my behalf? And Isaiah says, here I am, Lord, send me. God, here I am, send me. I'm saying yes to you once again, Lord, to be the man you've called me to be. God, just pour your spirit out upon me. Enable me to do everything you've called me to do, Lord, right now. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, God. We honor you. Holy Spirit, touch every person in this chat. God, we run back to you tonight. Lord, we repent tonight. God, we repent. We turn from our wicked ways. Change the way that we think, Lord. We turn from our sin, God. Guide us into your straight and narrow path. God, some of us have been on the broad road. Tonight, God is illuminating the narrow road. We're going to walk that narrow road in Jesus' name. God, we're going to walk that narrow road in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us an opportunity to walk the narrow road. Come on, some of you look down right now and you're on the broad road. You're going down the path everybody else is going on. You're on that broad road right now. But God is saying, walk the narrow road. Give your bodies to God. Romans chapter 12. Present your body to God as a living sacrifice. This is holy and acceptable and true worship. Say yes again. Get on that narrow road tonight. Lord, I pray that you would convict hearts. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit's conviction just in our lives. Convict us, Lord. This is a dangerous prayer to pray because you're going to start getting convicted of things that you used to be okay with. You're going to start getting convicted of things that used to entertain you. God, convict my heart. Convict my heart, Lord, of sin, compromise, ungodly things. I pray, Lord, convict my heart right now in Jesus' name. We need the conviction of the Holy Spirit right now. We need the Holy Spirit's conviction right now. God, I want to be convicted. Let my heart break for what breaks your heart. Lord, I pray whatever hurts you, let it hurt me, God. Let my heart burn. Set my heart on fire, God. Lord, I pray conviction right now over every person watching this. Holy Spirit, we pray for conviction, God. Jesus, give us conviction. Lord, we repent for not being convicted, for not walking in holiness. God, give us a desire for holiness. Holiness is right. Holiness is right. Honestly, it's only God. There's no other word for it. It's only God that God has grown our pages and platforms to this size, and we preach holiness. We preach no cussing, no drinking, no smoking, no worldliness, no worldly music. We preach strong against the things of this world. We preach a strong message of holiness. It's actually shocking that our pages are this large when we're preaching such a strong message, because a lot of people that get large followings, they preach a very lukewarm, compromised gospel. We need holiness again. We need holiness again. God, we want to be holy like you. Lord, let us walk in holiness. Help us, empower us, God, to walk in holiness. I will never stop preaching holiness. I will never stop preaching against sin. I will never stop preaching repentance, ever. Ever. If I ever stop preaching holiness and repentance and against sin, if I ever stop preaching about hell and about the judgment of God and I start getting all woke and soft, unfollow me if I start doing that. I'll never do that. We need holiness in the church. We need revival in the church. We need separation. God says, come out from among them. What fellowship does light have with darkness? God is calling some of you out of your relationships, out of friendships, out of things of this world. Let us not be conformed to the patterns of this world, the Bible says, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Renew our mind, Lord. Renew our mind. And God, I pray, and I feel the Holy Spirit just leading me to pray this. Well, everything I'm praying, I feel and I believe the Holy Spirit's leading me. But here's one thing, breaking spiritual attacks. Some of you are under an assault from the enemy. All through the Bible, we see the enemy assaulting families, assaulting generations, assaulting the church, assaulting people groups. And the church prayed and God broke the power of the spiritual attack. Peter was literally about to die the next day in prison. And the church prayed and an angel broke him out of prison. We break spiritual attacks right now. Father, I pray anyone in this chat that is under spiritual attack, we break the power of spiritual attacks. Devil, you have no power. Off our marriage, off our kids, off our family, off our churches, we are praying that the spiritual attacks would be broken right now. Maybe you've been feeling really tired. Maybe your family's been under attack. Agree with me right now in prayer. Agree with me right now in prayer that the spiritual attacks stop now. We are pushing back. Guys, you don't have to just lay down and let the devil walk all over you. Guys, you don't have to be the devil's punching bag. You can actually push back in prayer. Where do we win this battle? In prayer. We can't teach ourselves out of this battle. It's not just podcasting and teaching. It's not enough. It's not enough. We need to be a people that pray. We need to break through in prayer. I'm calling men right now to rise up and fight on their knees. This is where the battle takes place. Tonight is the most important thing we can do on this broadcast. On my page is prayer. Pray. Thousands of us live right now, together praying, calling out to God. How can God ignore that? He says, where two of you come in agreement, God responds. And tonight, many of us are coming in agreement. Thousands of us are coming in agreement. The spiritual attacks break. Break them in your marriage. The blood of Jesus covers the doorpost of our life. God, we pray, break the attack. Tiredness, weariness, discouragement, anger, resentment. Chaos in your house. Chaos with your kids. Some of you just can't get past that wall. Every time you break through, there's another wall. God's going to break the spiritual attacks. Jesus' name. Come on, right now, if you can, pray in the Spirit. And if you want this, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and let that river of living water bubble up in you. Don't pray in English. Well, you know, ask Him and then just rest in His presence. Let that living water bubble up in you and then just open your mouth and pray it out. Speak it out as God fills your mouth with that spiritual prayer language. Come on, if you can pray in the Holy Spirit, pray in the Holy Spirit right now. If you can pray in tongues, if not, pray in English. Just exalt His name tonight. Chains are breaking. I hear the sound of chains breaking in Jesus' name. Lust is breaking. Perversion is breaking. Shina robo santi arama kutasa. Yamba soko rombo sha. Confusion is breaking. Anger is breaking. The chains of anger. You've been bound in that anger and that addiction. God is breaking it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Fill our house, God. Fill our children, Lord. Anoint your people tonight, God. Pour out your oil, Lord, in Jesus' name. Fire of God, just be released. I just pray, Jake, that the warfare would stop. There would be breakthrough and rest. Some of you are struggling. You can't sleep at night. God is going to give you sweet rest. In His presence, there is rest, joy, peace, strength. Thank you, Lord. We just pray, God, that we would have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. Someone said the Lord is doing something right now. Yes, Brother Thomas, He is moving right now in the Spirit. We are praying. Listen, you can't pray and something not happen. The Bible says nothing you do for God is useless. Something is happening right now as you pray. This is not a waste of time. The devil is a liar. The devil's telling you this is a waste of time. The devil is a liar. This is not a waste of time. One day we're going to stand in heaven and be so sad, so frustrated that we didn't pray more when we see how powerful prayer is. Guys, if we understood the power of prayer, I can talk to God. If we understood the power and the might that comes in prayer, the movement that happens in the spirit realm in prayer, we would just pray nonstop. We would pray. Imagine this. We would pray without ceasing, as Paul said he did. God, help us to see the power of prayer. Lord, open up our eyes. God, remove the lies of the enemy. The devil's been lying to us. The devil's been saying it's worth more to watch TikTok than to spend time in prayer. I come against the lie of the devil that prayer is boring. We can spend hours on TikTok, hours on Netflix, hours on Instagram, hours at work, hours at school, hours playing our favorite sport, and then we come to prayer and we're bored. In 5 minutes, we're bored. Prayer is not boring. We are boring. We are so dull, so bored. We don't even know what true pleasure, true spiritual life is. God is the author of pleasure. He gives eternal pleasure, David said. God, I pray you'd help us to realize prayer is not boring. It's powerful. It's effective. This is what God weaved all through Scripture. You want revival? You want awakening? God says, you want me to move in your life? You want me to be real? You want me to speak to you? Get in the place of prayer. People try to say, God doesn't speak anymore today. All they're really saying is they don't pray. You can't tell me God isn't speaking anymore. He only spoke in the Bible and have a prayer life. If you have a prayer life, you know God speaks and God moves. And right now, God is moving on someone's behalf. Holy Spirit, just move. God is moving on someone's behalf behind the scenes right now. Spiritual attacks are being broken. Let's pray that we'd have continual fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I want you to pray right now in your own words. God, I want to have continual fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Continual fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Not just a one time, one day, but God, I want to fellowship with you. God, help me to have continual fellowship with you. Come on, every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, stop forgetting about God through the week. God says, don't forget about me like Israel forgot about me. Lord, give us continual fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person whose name is holy. His name is holy. Guys, God's name is holy. He is unlike anything else you've ever known before. He's separate. He's in a category of his own. That's why he said, to whom can you compare me to? All your other guys, gods have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Our God is holy. Holy is the Lord. The seraphim will sing for a trillion years. They'll look at him and say, he is holy. Every time they look at him, all that comes out of their mouth, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the one that was and is and is to come. We are praying to a holy God tonight. We are worshiping a holy God tonight. God, you are holy. You are holy God. We want to fellowship with you. God says, be friends with the Holy Spirit. This is what the Lord is saying to you right now, prophetically. Be friends with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, his name is holy. It's his first, middle, and last name. Holy is his name. We can't be living sinful lifestyles expecting the Holy Spirit to strive with us. Because for some of us right now, I'm telling you guys, again, no notes here. I'm just being led by the Spirit. We've grieved the Holy Spirit. We've quenched the Holy Spirit. How do you grieve him? You grieve him by the way you live, the Bible says. The way you talk, anger, rage, filthy talk, filthy movies, all of these things, the Bible says they grieve the Holy Spirit. How do you quench the Holy Spirit? You don't let him move in your life. When you despise prophecy, you quench the Holy Spirit. When somebody prays in tongues and you go, oh, they're just babbling, you're quenching the Holy Spirit. You're quenching the move of God when you don't allow the Holy Spirit to move. So maybe you've grieved him. I want you just to ask for his forgiveness. Holy Spirit, forgive me for grieving you. And I'm going to do that too. I'm doing that too right now. Guys, nothing I'm praying is just for you. I'm also praying that. I am not exempt. I am not perfect. I'm still learning. I'm not above reproach. Tonight, I'm not up here and you guys are down here and I'm praying down to you. We're at the same level tonight, praying together. I don't ever want to become proud. Pride is the most disgusting thing in the world to me. I want to humble myself and say, Lord, forgive me if I've grieved you. Lord, forgive me if I've grieved you. God, so many times I know I've grieved you. God, so many times I've quenched your Holy Spirit. And I ask you tonight humbly, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. And some of you are just going to feel that weight lift off of you. Forgive me, Lord, for grieving your Holy Spirit. For outburst of anger. Come on, whatever it is you need to ask for forgiveness for. He's a good father. Shouldn't your kids ask for forgiveness if they do something wrong? Dad, sorry, I threw a rock through the window. Dad, sorry, I didn't do what you asked me to do. Dad, sorry. This is not condemnation, ladies and gentlemen. The love of God is real. The love of the Father is real. And a good child asks his father for forgiveness. And a good father says, I forgive you, son. So don't come at me with, this is condemnation, brother. This is not. This is the grace of God. We are unworthy of this. We don't deserve God's forgiveness. But God says, I'm extending an olive branch. I'm forgiving you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for grieving you. Forgive us, God, for our lukewarmness, our complacency, our lack of worship. Forgive us, Lord, for the sin of neglect. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, how can you escape damnation by neglecting such a great salvation? There's a major sin in the body of Christ. There's a major sin in the chat tonight and in our lives and in my life. It's called the sin of neglect. We've neglected the Holy Spirit. We've ignored the Holy Spirit. We put the Holy Spirit in a corner somewhere. We only talk to him at church. We ignore him, living our life. And God says, you've neglected me. Father, forgive us for the sin of neglect. God, we want to honor you. We worship you, Lord. We invite your presence and your power into our lives, God, into our marriage. If there's any areas in our life, Lord, that grieve you, we just come tonight in sackcloth and ashes and we repent. We say, God, forgive us. And guys, we're all asking. There's 2,000 of you praying tonight with me right now. We're all asking for God's forgiveness. Here's the beauty. God says you're forgiven. All you have to do is ask. You're not forgiven of sins you didn't ask for forgiveness of, but we can ask God and God will forgive us. God will forgive us for the sin of neglect. And I'm the first one to line up. I'm in front of the line. God, I've neglected you. I haven't treated you the way I should have treated you. I should treat you. So put the Holy Spirit back on the throne of your life. Get off the throne. The Bible says you can't be on the throne of your life or your heart. Get yourself off the throne. Put the Holy Spirit back on the throne of your heart and your life. Thank you, Lord. Casey said, I didn't come by this live by accident. You didn't, Casey. God brought you here. Nobody is on this tonight by accident. The Holy Spirit has drawn you here. Some of you don't pray. Your church doesn't pray. But the Lord has drawn you here by his divine purpose to touch your life tonight. God, I pray, touch them right now. I pray those that have never encountered you, Lord. God, I pray tonight that those that have never experienced your sweet, holy presence, I just pray, God, for them right now that you just touch them. Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, I pray you'd fill them with your Holy Spirit, God. Right now, just get ready to encounter the Holy Spirit. Just put your hands out in front of you like you're receiving a gift. The Holy Spirit wants to touch you right now. Holy Spirit, I just pray, touch them right now, God. Touch them right now, Lord. Encounter them right now. I pray, God, visions over them, dreams over them, breakthrough over them right now. Fire of God over you in Jesus' name. Lord, pour out your fire. God, pour out your spirit. Right now we pray in Jesus' name. The same way Paul would lay hands and they would receive the Holy Spirit, I just pray right now that you'd get filled, that those that are hungry would get filled, that those that are thirsty would get filled. The Bible says you need hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. God, I'm so hungry tonight. God, I'm so hungry tonight. I'm so desperate, Lord. I'm a beggar. I'm needy. I'm like that widow that's bugging the judge. Guys, one of the powerful principles of prayer you can't overlook is the principle of bugging God. The Bible literally says our prayers are answered not because of our relationship, but because we're willing to shamelessly bug the judge. Shameless persistence answers prayer. That's good, because some of you have been praying for the same thing over and over for years, and God says, keep coming. Knock on the door. Knock, and the door shall be open. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Keep asking. We're persistent. We're persistent. If you prayed an hour, keep praying. If you prayed 5 hours, keep praying. Keep asking. A lot of you are fasting today for the first time. After our stream last night on fasting, a lot of you committed to fast today. There's that awareness, that spiritual hunger, that deep spiritual hunger. Come on, pray right now that the Lord would strike a deep spiritual hunger in you. Lord, strike a deep spiritual hunger in me. God, I want to be so hungry for your presence and your power. Thank you, Lord. Help us to pursue you. God, help us to pursue you, as Jared just said in the chat. Help us to pursue you. Jared said, we pursue so many other things, but God, we want to pursue you. Let us seek you. The same way, guys, your wife wanted to be pursued, your girlfriend, whatever it was, wanted to be pursued, that's how God wants to be pursued. We are His bride. God says, I want you to pursue me. Everybody wants to be pursued in life. Everybody wants somebody that will go after them, that will love them, that will say, I need you. I love your presence. I love when I'm around you. I love getting to know you better. That's pursuing somebody. And we're always pursuing everything else, but when are we going to pursue God? When are we going to give God our time? God says, stop making me an option and then asking me to make you a priority. God can't be an option anymore. God wants to be a priority. Jesus, we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify your holy name. God, you are worthy. You are worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for moving right now. Thank you, Lord, for baptizing people. Some of you right now are going back to your first love. This is what I feel the Holy Spirit saying. You're going back to your first love. Where you, that the place of encounter where you met the Lord, you had that burning, fiery love for Him. God's going to take you back. God's going to take you back tonight. Go back to your first love. I remember my first love. I remember my first love. I remember what God did in my life and how I used to pray. Guys, when I got saved, I would pray literally 8 to 12 hours a day. No exaggeration. 8 to 12 hours every single day. I had nothing else. All I knew to do was pray. I literally had no friends, nothing. It was my sister, my uncle, my parents, a couple animals. That was it. I had no friends. 8 to 12 hours of prayer. All I did was pray. God wants to take us back to that first love encounter. I want to be that holy obsession I had. I want that in my life. God, we want to go back to our first love. That desire for you. That awe and that wonder, and I can't even explain in words what awe and wonder is, but if you know, you know. I could remember being in my living room when I first got saved, and there was, I can't explain it in words. It was an awe and a wonder of discovering God. Discovering God, and it was like at any moment I felt like God was going to show up right there in my living room and just stand in front of me. At any moment I felt like an angel was going to show up. There was an awe and a wonder of discovering God in the secret place. And this is the journey God wants to take you on, is discovering Him in the secret place. Getting to know God. Think about that, how powerful it is. Getting to know God. What is God like? What does God desire? What is the heart of God? What is the voice of God? The awe and the wonder. Thank you, Lord. Give us that awe and that wonder. The majesty of His name. He is unlike anything else. There's nobody like our God. Jesus, we worship you tonight. God, we honor you with the fruit of our lips. We praise you, Lord, for how good you are. We worship you, God. We magnify your name. God, I pray that you would give us compassion for the lost. You know, many of us praying right now, we have no compassion to reach the lost. Our lost loved ones, they're literally going to hell if they died right now. Separated from God, alienated from the presence of God for a trillion years, and it'll only be day one in hell. And our lost loved ones, friends and family, are alienated from God, they're separated from God, and we don't have no compassion for them. And again, I'm not preaching down at you guys. As I'm pointing at you, there's four fingers pointing back at me. Can the Holy Spirit give us supernatural compassion? Yes. Give us compassion, Lord. Let our heart break for our unsaved friends and family. It can't be this way. It's not okay. It's not okay that our friends and family are going to hell and we don't open our mouth and we don't even pray. And guys, I'm not even saying, you know, yell at them about God, bug them on, preach to them, whatever the Holy Spirit leads you. But here's the thing. Here's why we're delusional, guys. We want our friends and family saved, but we don't pray for them. We literally never pray for them. I want my family saved, I want my parents saved, I want my cousins saved, I want my uncle saved. Who is it you want saved? Think about it. Who is it you want to see saved? And then ask yourself, have I even prayed for them this week? Man, I look at my screen time and I have 8 hours a day on TikTok, but I haven't even prayed for my friends and family one time this week. We are delusional when we say, Lord, why haven't you saved my friends and family? We cross our arms at God. And God says, you haven't even prayed. You have not because you ask not. So we need to ask the Lord to save our friends and family. We need to keep contending. Don't stop praying for your son. I know it looks like he's on drugs and things look bad and he'll never get saved. He will. Keep contending. My daughter will never serve the Lord. She's out there, you know, in a same-sex relationship, and she's out there. She hates God. I raised her in church. Keep contending. God will save her. She's just working on her testimony. She'll be saved. Mom and dad, she'll be saved. Keep praying. Keep calling out. Right now, let's pray for our friends and family. Just start calling them out by name. Someone said, that's my daughter. She will be saved. She will be saved in Jesus' name. Why? Because you're going to bug the judge, Morgan, like that widow. Kept asking. We got to keep asking, though. We have to ask. That is what prayer is. And so ask again. God, save my uncles. Save my aunt. Save my cousin, Lord. Save my daughter. Save my son, God. I pray tonight, Lord, salvation over families. Salvation over families, over workplaces. Save them, Lord. God, we pray encounters. Encounter them, Lord. Encounter them. Pray they would have an encounter. Pray God would break the pride off them. Pray God would open their eyes. The Bible says the devil has blinded the mind of unbelievers. So what do we pray? God remove the blinder so they can see the light of the gospel. So they can hear the power of the gospel. Lord, remove the blinders. Jared said every prayer is a seed, 1,000%. 1,000%. Every prayer is a seed. Tonight, we're planting seeds in prayer. Again, I want to remind you guys, everything we're praying tonight is doing something. The Bible says nothing you do for God is useless. Something is happening right now in the spiritual realm. Well, I can't see it. That's because it's in a realm that you can't see. We're moving things in the spirit realm. And God is working. And it will manifest in the natural. But it has to happen in the spirit first. God's going to bring the breakthrough in the spirit first in your loved one. And then you're going to see it manifest in the natural. Shinarabasa. Hikarobosa. Come on. As you pray for your friends and family by name, I'm going to pray in the spirit. And you want to pray in the spirit, you can. Give us endurance, Lord. Give us endurance, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're saving husbands. I see you. Husbands in the military, God, save them right now. Lord, save people's daughters, save people's sons. God, break confusion off of them. I really feel like there's a special anointing that God is breaking that confusion, that same-sex attraction. It's a spirit of confusion, perversion. God is breaking it off our kids. God is breaking it off our family. Pray against that spirit. It's a very, very vile spirit that wants to wrap itself around our friends and family. It wants to confuse our kids. No. Satan, you cannot have my kids. You cannot have my grandkids. You will not confuse them. Thank you, Lord. Shina robosa. Tasandiaramando bo robosata. Kinaramasuku. I pray, Lord, set them free. Shimba basa. Tasandiaramando bo so roboshati araba. Set them free tonight, God. Set them free. Every shackle, every chain, the chain breakers here tonight. God is breaking chains. Spirit of confusion, leave our kids. Spirit of confusion, leave our kids. Spirit of perversion, leave our kids right now. Leave our families. Set my grandkids free. Come on, pray. We break your power, Satan. You have no power. You will not speak to them. You will not confuse them. In Jesus' name. Shina robosa. Kina rabasandi aramashat arabasuko rombosa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, God. Move by your spirit. Move by your power. Holy Spirit, have your way. Convict our hearts, God, tonight. Convict our family tonight, God. Lord, get through to them. We need you to get through to them, Lord. Lord, give us a commitment to your work to the local church, God, to your whatever ministry God has for you. I pray that God would give you a deep commitment to it. God, I pray you'd release people into ministry. You'd give people dreams and visions tonight, Lord, of what ministry you want them to do. Speak to them, God. They're desperate to hear from you, Lord. Lord, speak, your servant listens. Lord, speak, your servant hears you. God, if there's any vision you want to impart on me, God, any word you want to give me, I'm open, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. I want you guys to pray that as I'm praying. God, speak to me. If there's a new ministry, if there's a new revelation, if there's a new open door, God, I'm open to it. Yes, I say yes. And I feel like the Holy Spirit is telling me he wants you to say yes even before he asks you. I'm saying yes. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. God, whatever ministry you want me to do, speak to me, Lord. Tell me. And I'm saying yes. If I have to move to another country, if I have to get rid of everything I have to move to another country, I'm saying yes. If the Lord says for me to do it, I'm doing it. The only person I care about more than anyone else in the world being obedient to is the Holy Spirit, is the Lord God Almighty. So I'm saying yes to you, Lord. New callings, new visions, new destinies, new dreams, new open doors. Lord, I pray that you'd open any door that has been shut that you want open. And I pray, God, you would shut any door that I've opened. Any door I've opened, God, I pray you would shut. Come on, pray right now for open doors. Open doors, open doors. Wherever you want me to go, Lord, I'll go. Whatever you want me to say, God, I'll say. Guys, and let's not pray these prayers if we don't mean them. These are dangerous prayers. And when I mean dangerous, I mean in a good way. Because we're committing ourselves to God. God, open the doors. Speak to us tonight, God. Some of you tonight, I really feel, are going to get dreams and visions. Tonight, when you wake up with the dream God gives you, write it down. Don't just disregard it and say, oh, I just had some bad Hawaiian pizza from three nights ago. No. Tonight, write your dreams down if you remember them. And if God's speaking to you, you will remember your dream. Write it down when you wake up. God's releasing dreams. God's releasing visions. And don't come in here with all that religious talk. God doesn't give people dreams and visions anymore. Maybe not for you because you're religious, but for his disciples, yes, he does. You're telling me all through scripture, God gave dreams and visions and now he doesn't anymore? Get out of here with that. No way. God's still releasing dreams and visions. God's still calling people to a life of ministry. And I also want to pray hunger for the word of God. Hunger for the word of God. We don't want to have to. Now, there are times where you do force yourself to read the Bible, but we want to get to a place where we want to read. We don't have to read. We want to read. We don't have to read. We get to read the Bible. So I just pray right now that we'd have a hunger for the word of God. Desperation. In Jesus' name, I want a hunger for God's word. I want a desperation. I want to be so thirsty for the word of God, like a deer pants for water. If a deer doesn't get a sip of water, he's going to die. He's panting, so thirsty. That's how my soul is longing for the living God. David said, as a deer longs for water, so my soul thirsts for you, O God. God, we're so hungry for you. We're so hungry for you, Lord. Give us a supernatural hunger for the word of God in prayer. Thank you, Lord. A deer finally finds water. Imagine you're so thirsty. Have you ever woke up in the middle of the night thirsty and the best thing in the world is a glass of water? Times that by 1,000. You're in a desert and you finally see an oasis and you see a puddle of water, fresh water. And you're thirsty. I'll do anything to get to that oasis. That's how we should be for God. God, I'm so thirsty for you. I'm so hungry for you, Lord, for your presence, for your power. God, fill me with your Holy Spirit tonight. Desire, God, for prayer and fasting. God, desire. I want to pray. I want to fast. I want to read the word of God. That's our prayer. God, I want to want you. I don't want to have to force myself. I don't want to confuse you. There are times where I have to force myself to pray. I have to force myself to fast. I don't want to confuse you about this. I have to force myself to read. But the majority of the time, Lord, I want to. Nobody has to force me to talk to my wife. I want to desire knowing God, talking to him, praying, reading the Bible, living holy. There's a desire in me. to go deeper with God. The Holy Spirit is saying tonight, we're getting out of the shallow. We're getting out of the kiddie pool. Take off the floaties. Get out of the shallow end of Christianity. Some of you are kicking around in the water ankle deep. Go, he told Peter, go deeper. You're looking for fish in the shallow. Go deeper. Tonight, God wants to take you deeper. God wants to take you deeper. He said, Jeremiah, I want to show you things. God wants to show you things in the spirit. God, we want to go deeper tonight. God, we want to understand your will and your plan for our life. Help us, Lord, to be good parents. Help us, God, through trials and tribulations. Help us right now, God. Lord, I just pray for every person watching this. I see, God, the trials they go through. I see the pain that they go through. Some of you are in the chat right now. You said you're watching from a hospital bed. Do you guys know how many people watch us, our videos from hospital beds? From the ICU, from the children's hospital, from places where they're maybe given months or weeks to live in that trial, and God sees you in that trial. If you're in a trial right now, maybe you're sick in body, maybe you're going through divorce, God sees you in that trial. God sees you, and God wants to give you strength, and God wants to give you endurance, and God wants to see you through. God wants to see you through. God wants to bring healing over your body. Healing over your body. 1 Peter 2:24 says he bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Friends, there is healing power in Jesus. By his stripes, you have been healed. Thank you, Lord, for healing people in the chat right now. Thank you, God, for healing people in the chat right now. Touching bodies, restoring bodies, kids that you've been praying for to get healed. God, I pray heal our children, God. I'm standing for healing for my kids. There's a few different things I'm praying for that my kids would be supernaturally healed. And you know, the critics, the heresy hunters, the unbelievers, that's what I like to call them as well, the unbelieving Christians that don't believe in divine healing. Oh, Isaiah, how do you believe in healing? But you have a so-and-so sick, or you have a daughter that's sick. I'm still going to keep praying. I will pray for my kids to be healed 1,000 times. If it's 20 years and they're still not healed, guess what? I'm still going to keep praying for them. I will never allow my own circumstance or my family circumstance to dictate what the word of God says. I don't care if I die of sickness. If I was in bed with a week to live with cancer, I would get on the stream and pray for you that are sick in body. I will not allow what I'm going through to shake my belief in the healing power of God. I've seen God heal too many people. I've seen thousands healed. He can do it. Our God's a healer. Do not allow your circumstance to cloud your judgment. Don't let your circumstance cloud your judgment, cloud your faith. God's still a healer. I'm going to pray again. God, heal my body again. God, heal my body again. Just keep praying for it. Keep praying for it. God is not limited by what you're going through. Our God is a God that heals. Father, I pray tonight your healing touch would just flow through this chat. Your healing touch, God, would flow right now through this chat, through this broadcast, through the live replay. Doesn't matter. The healing power of God, I say to you tonight, be healed in Jesus' name. Sickness, you must go. Pain, you must go. Pain is leaving people right now, not in Isaiah's name. Ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah has no power. Just in case I haven't said that 1,000 times. I have no power. The power is in Jesus. The power is in the Holy Spirit. The power is in his name. And that's what's flowing tonight. The power of God is flowing. I'm merely praying for you as the Bible commands. In my name, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that someone else's unbelief is not going to stop my healing. Well, so-and-so said God doesn't heal anymore. Who cares? Who cares what they said? Who cares? Doesn't matter what they said. They said something that's not biblical. I believe the word of God. I'm standing on God's word. Ringing in ears, be healed right now. Lord, I pray for people's hearts to be healed, people's minds to be healed, people's souls to be healed tonight. Healing power of God. Touch bodies right now. We just pray every person watching this would be healed. Mental disorders, physical disorders. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to type your name or the person that needs healing and then what they need healing of. Okay? Because a lot of you, your screen name on here is not your actual name. So I want you to type the name and then what the person needs healing of. Because I'm not the only one praying. There's 2,200 people on here right now watching, looking at the chat. That's why I have the chat on screen tonight. Because they're also praying for your needs. They're also praying for your needs. Thank you, Lord. I pray for Ricky's heart, God, heal it. I pray for Laura, for POTS, God. I pray for Mike's cancer, God, bring healing. I pray for Dana, for self-harm, God, bring healing. Teresa, I pray your cold is healed right now. Chase, I pray for your mental health be healed. Xander, mental health be restored in Jesus' name. And guys, pray for these people that you're seeing on the screen. Kristen, for PTSD, rheumatoid arthritis, God, I pray break it in Jesus' name. Ashley, for anemia-like symptoms, God, right now bring healing. James, be healed of cancer. Roy, for your kidneys to be healed in Jesus' name. Restoration and healing in Jesus' name. Cornelia, for your thyroid, be healed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Blanca, your anxiety, nervousness, and dizziness to go right now. It's family salvation. Family salvation. For Roxy, God, I pray freedom from addiction. Sharon, I pray deliverance. Raul, protection in the mind, God. Touch him right now, God. Heather, I pray you'd heal her leg pain. Sylvia, we pray cancer would leave you. Valerie, I pray your liver and your thyroid would be healed. Fibromyalgia, we break that power right now in Jesus' name. I pray for Jafar, break the power of drug addiction. That spirit has to go. Lord, heal Nikki's body. Heal Valerie's anxiety, God. I pray, God, for Latrice's eyes that you bring healing right now. James's salvation, Lord, we pray for. Ankle pain for Mary, God, bring healing, healing, healing. Healing power of God. For Nash, for rage. Tim, I pray for hearing and sight. Cyrita, I pray for wisdom and discernment. I pray for Ryan right now, God, bring healing and restoration. I pray, God, heal the back of Ryan's head. I pray for a Ginger, Hashimoto's disease. Be healed in Jesus' name. Jonathan, we pray your epilepsy would be healed right now. In Jesus' name. Winston, we break the power of alcoholism. In Jesus' name, God, we pray against anxiety. I pray for Sally that, God, you'd remove the grief in her heart, God. Gallstones and foot pain for Emily. Healing. Healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the healing touch of the Holy Spirit. For Sheila, healing in her body right now. Carlos, healing of that colon cancer. Cancer has to go. Cancer has to go in Jesus' name. Christian, I pray healing for lupus and blood disease. Jennifer, I pray for that lump in your breast would be healed in Jesus' name. God, I pray for Cassie's entire family. Brian, I pray you'd be healed of diabetes. Kayla, I pray that mental health, you'd just be restored completely. Your mental health would be restored. Larissa, I pray that brain cancer would leave you. John, Kathy, I pray your back would be healed. I pray for Grace's father's Parkinson's, be healed in Jesus' name. God, I pray touch your people tonight. The healing power of God. Sickness, you have to go. Cancer, you have to come out of Claudia right now. We command bodies come in alignment with the word of God in Jesus' name. God, bring salvation and healing. Bring salvation and healing right now. I pray, God, diabetes, mental illness, anger. God, freedom for Raul right now. Jana, I pray your migraines would go in Jesus' name. Aunt Margaret, Lyme's disease would go. God, I pray Chastity, you'd heal her kids. Thank you, Lord, for lungs being healed. Thank you for livers, for kidneys, for blood disease. God, Chris's deliverance, God. Tiger's PTSD. I pray for Melissa, God, that long-lasting COVID. I pray for CJ's stomach pain. I pray for Andrea's panic attacks, God. I pray for Dina's back pain. I pray for Amanda that you'd baptize her in the Holy Spirit, God. Lord, baptize Amanda in the Holy Spirit, I pray. Christy, we pray your lungs would be healed. Isabel, we pray for cervical pain and anxiety. Chassie, we pray for Hashimoto's disease. Be healed. Skin conditions be healed. Bladder issues, digestive tract issues. Be healed, be healed, be healed. Head injuries right now. Thank you, Lord. The sweet presence of God is here right now. Amanda, be healed in your head. Surgery. Right now, those recovering from surgery, recover. I pray for George's stroke. Lord, I pray healing over that symptoms of having a stroke. Collarbone for Chris's neck and back as well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Marilyn Underwood. We just pray you'd be healed and restored in Jesus' name. Be healed and restored. We believe it. Hereditary lung disease, be healed. Lots of people struggling with anxiety. I pray not just healing, but we command that spirit of anxiety come out of you in Jesus' name. That spirit, that demonic spirit giving you panic attacks and anxiety, I command that spirit out of your mouth and into the abyss now in Jesus' name. I pray for women that are struggling to get pregnant. I pray that God would bring healing, that God would just release your womb, freedom. Every demonic power in or on your womb, go in Jesus' name. Every unclean spirit must leave. Leave our kids, leave our bodies, leave our marriages. Go now in Jesus' name. The Lord rebukes you, Satan. Leave in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. AJ, we say be healed of brain cancer. Justin, knees be healed right now. Zaza, I pray your toothache would be healed right now. Thank you, Lord. Schizophrenia, be healed. Some people that don't have schizophrenia, they're hearing voices because it's demons talking to them. Those demons can leave you right now. We pray the delivering power of God. Every spirit at the sound of my voice, every unclean spirit at the sound of my voice must go now and never return in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name and never return. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Every foul spirit, we evict you. You must go. These people are not your home. You must go now in Jesus' name. You must go in Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus' name. Freedom. Freedom in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Every demonic power must go now. Every sickness caused and attached to demonic powers, like in Luke 13, the woman that was bent over for 18 years because of a demon, spirit of infirmity, you have to go. Loose them now. The Bible says, what we bind on earth shall be bound in the heavenlies. What we loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavenlies. There is power. We have power over the serpent and the scorpions to trample on every power of the enemy. The devil is a liar. Go now. Go now. God, heal Chastity's skin in Jesus' name. You know, some people have nowhere to go to get prayer like this for deliverance or healing. Their church doesn't pray for deliverance or healing. Their friends and family don't. Tonight, God wants to do the work in your life. God wants to break the power of darkness. The Bible says in John, that for this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, to destroy the works of darkness. I believe that's 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, if I'm not mistaken. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested. Speaking of Jesus, this is what it says, to destroy the works of darkness. Our God is a darkness-destroying God. The power of the devil is broken tonight in Jesus' name. No more anxiety, no more depression, no more fear. No voice telling you to take your life. That's a lie from the devil. That's the voice of a demon. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Thank you, Lord. God, do what only you can do. Holy Spirit anointing. Holy Spirit fire. Burn out these demons, Lord. Holy Spirit fire over all these spirits. Every unclean spirit must go. God is setting you free from witchcraft, attacks of the enemy, voodoo. The demonic powers are being broken tonight in Jesus' name. And God, I pray where every demon leaves, God, you fill them with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit fire. Holy Spirit anointing. Baptize us, God, in your power and your spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Do what only you can do. Do what only you can do in hearts and minds. God, I pray for every person in the stream tonight. We've been praying for an hour, guys. I pray that this would be a normal thing in your life. I'm just the training wheels, getting you started. And like I said, in 2024, we're going to focus heavily on prayer and fasting. So Monday teachings will turn into prayer streams. Tuesday podcasts, maybe we won't have a guest. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Maybe the guest will be the Holy Ghost. But I can't live my life saying, well, we get more views if we have a guest, or we get more views if we teach on this. It doesn't matter. What matters is obeying God, and God is saying for me in 2024, focus on prayer. So I don't care if people leave, if they don't watch, if they don't partner, if the views go down. If we're praying, that's what matters. I want to build a strong community of warriors that know the Bible and that fast and pray. It doesn't matter. That's what we're going to do. We're going to fast. We're going to pray. We're going to seek the Lord. That's where the breakthrough lies. There's a lot of teaching that's great, and I teach a lot. I have 1,800 videos of teaching, but there's only a certain amount of breakthrough teaching can give you. That's just the start. The breakthrough lies in the place of prayer and worship. That's where the breakthrough lies, when you connect with God. And that's what I'm trying to do, is help you guys connect with God, to make it where you could like just turn the TV on, turn your phone on, and then just join me in prayer. We just pray together. We might do 20 minutes straight of praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, just praying together, getting in the atmosphere of prayer. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to bring revival. I'm telling you guys right now, I hate to be the one to say it, revival is not going to come from a teaching. No revival came because somebody did a good teaching or preached a good sermon. That might have sparked something, but every revival in history, including the one that I was in for a decade that started in my living room, started in the place of prayer. So it's so important. It's so important. And a lot of us have TikTok brain. We can't survive 5 minutes in prayer. We're like a fish out of water. We need fast changing. No, God says, be still and know that I am God. We got to get delivered from TikTok brain. We can't be like, oh, I need the next thing. I got to move on. No, stay in prayer. Put it on the TV. Put it on the phone. Stay in the presence of God. Turn off the TikTok. Get in the place of prayer. I have a video coming out this week of the secret place, the benefits of the secret place, what the Bible says. God is moving right now in your life. Let the Holy Spirit move in His the way He wants to move. God, fill us with Your Holy Spirit. Anoint us tonight, God. I bless these people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What an awesome, awesome time tonight, guys. What an amazing time of prayer. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost. I love it. I want to give you guys a chance to partner with us. I know we don't have a guest on tonight. We're not sowing into a ministry, but I want to give you a chance to partner, and I want to answer some questions, talk with the chat for a few minutes. I'm not going to stay on for
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content, and please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.